Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. we got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We had to do a kind of little fast job in the studio today because I forgot to charge the mic, but it's all good. Welcome to the Misfits Gold Weekly Special. You know, I kind of want to talk today about loyalty, trust, and about these millennial pieces of shit. You know, I want to go back about 3-4 weeks here. I was doing a giveaway for one of my sponsors. And while I was doing the giveaway, one of these people that had felt self-entitled jumped in the business maybe a year ago or so, you know, and jumped in my inbox on my sponsor's page and told him he could do a better job representing his brand than I can. And little did he know I'm the admin. I was the gentleman he was talking to, you know, and then it correlated to a company called Controlled Chaos Fight Gear, who said, oh, I want you to rock my apparel and, you know, do this and do that. And I said, bro, I'm loyal, but I'll rock it for a couple fights. I'll get you gloves signed. I'll do whatever, because that's the way I roll in life. Only to have these two gentlemen degrade me, go on social media and talk shit about me. But when they got the return that they got, when they got legends of the sport and aspects of the sport jumping on their post and kind of saying, bro, you need to take this shit down, they immediately removed it. But to me, the damage has already been done. You know, first and foremost, I'm probably one of the coolest people you will ever meet. I will do anything for you as long as you've never done me wrong. But you try to take food off my table, point blank, I'm going to fuck your ass up. Because I ain't going to try to take food off your table. So you come fucking around my house, you fitting to get it. You know, people say, oh, well, let the hate go, man. You know, it just shows your growth. Man, fuck that. I've been dealing with hate for 23 years. And I tell you what, yeah, it does help you grow, but at the same time, once you get to be an old-ass man like me, I don't need that bullshit no more. Either you roll with me or get ghosted. I don't give a fuck. Either you believe in me or you don't. My life doesn't revolve around you. I got my word and I got my balls. Without that, I ain't got shit. And I'm not going to let two little millennial motherfuckers jump up in my life and try to degrade me and ruin what I worked 23 years for. So Control Chaos and Nick Portilla, y'all might think you're getting somewhere, but trust me, homie, I'm fitting to take your ass out the old school way in front of your face. So, let that be known. That's not a threat. That's not a promise. That's reality, motherfuckers. That's reality. You know, and I hate to be this way in life, but y'all done spurred up a side of me that came from the hood, and that's a side of me that you don't want to fuck with. So with that being said, I'm going to throw it to somebody that I know this hood, Cash916. Cash, how do you feel about these little millennial son of a bitches jumping up into either your industry, my industry, thinking that there's somebody?
Don't church it up, Don. Tell the people how you really feel.
Bruh, that's what I'm right? talking about. This motherfucker came on here with some fire right now.
Right. Hey, he's hot. Like, damn, somebody pissed in his Cheerios.
Bro, I done smoked a quarter of a stick listening to this man go off. Now, that's the Cali. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. That's that Cali boy in you. Man, I feel it. It had you sounding like you was 23 years old, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, if you only knew, bro.
Fuck that 23 years of hate. It would sound like you was 23 and you was a go-getter. You was about to get on some helmets. You feel me?
Yeah, you ain't right. I mean, you right, man. You ain't lying, bro.
Bruh, I was feeling everything you was saying. I was like, hey, if I was in his shoes, would I be saying this? I'd be like, probably be saying worse to these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, drop a location, bitch. You know what I mean? That's what you guys do on social media, right? All these youngsters, that's what they do. They want to drop locations, or they want a subliminal diss, or they want to, you know, they're trying to sneak around on some funny shit, man. There's some funny weirdos out here, man. Some funny looking motherfuckers out here, some weirdos.
Yeah, but they found an OG that don't fucking play, bro. I don't play. You know, I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow till you piss me off. You come fucking with my pork chops, bro. You don't want none of that. Trust me.
Hey,
one leg or not. I'll put my titanium leg up your motherfucking ass, bro.
No.
Bro, are you going to heat him up first? Like, are you going to get him real hot first?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, bro.
Wow.
They done pushed the wrong buttons on me. What really pissed me off, this motherfucker's going to tell me to step off and then post a fucking meme of a fist with some brass knuckles. Like, bitch, what are you, some internet gangster? Like, come do that shit up in my face, bitch. I will fuck your ass up.
I'm gonna post a picture about the brass knuckles. Like, fool, I will be in your driveway with a mask on. There ain't gonna be nothing posted about shit. In fact, that wasn't
shit.
Even me.
Hey,
shit, I got 45 reasons why you don't want to come around my crib. Shit.
Reality, though, when it all comes down to it, is you're dealing with youngsters. You know what I mean? That are trying to get in the business, and they thinking cutthroat is the way to do it. You know what I'm saying? You're not in the business. You haven't been in the business this long. Or you're not in the business, you know, for a long amount of time if you keep cutthroating people. You know what I'm saying? If your tactic is cutthroat. So it's youngsters, man, and it's sad to say, but it's hard to get new friends nowadays. No new friends, man. Like, my circle's small, man. Like, I don't need nobody else in here that I don't even know or trust, and especially if you're young, because I know your mentality as the youngsters, they're different than my mentality. You know what I'm saying? It's different than your mentality. So man, it's hard for me to accept a new youngster in, man. Or you know what I mean? I'll be cool with somebody, but it's hard, man.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. MF, what are your thoughts?
You know me, Don. I think it's entertaining in the first place. But, yeah, it's like... Sorry, that one hurt. Sorry. But like what Johnny was saying.
He's going to lose it, man, because I was being real. He's going to lose it.
No, bro, I just figured I went down the wrong pipe. My bad. Anyway, it's like what Johnny was saying. Like, sometimes I feel like I don't understand these youngsters, so I try not to even, like, involve myself with that shit for the most part. But it's at the same time, dude, it's like, you've been in the industry for so long and you're a fucking name. So, like what Johnny said, you know, these youngsters are going to go at you because that's how fucking rappers and that's how fucking entertainment goes anyway. You try and just get your name known by fucking starting a beef with a fucking bigger name, and the next thing you know, fucking people are actually paying attention to you. Because there are dipshits that fucking follow people like that because they believe the same stupid shit. You know, but when it comes down to it, bro, like, you know, these kids are young. They were all fucking influencing, you know, they were told to believe this and taught to believe this. So it's like, I almost just pity them in a lot of ways, dude, like, but then again, I don't have motherfuckers sitting there fucking trying to go like little. Well, I'm sure there are, but I don't have people doing the same shit to me that they do to you. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna deal with that shit on a fucking live background. But you know, it is what it is, bro. I guess you just take it in fucking stride. You know, you can vent to us. We don't give a fuck. You know, there ain't nobody listening here give a fuck because you know they love this fucking show for a reason. But yeah, you vent with us, bro. But it's like when those people, it's like, you know, like a mouse doesn't toy with a fucking a lion doesn't toy with a mouse. God, I almost fucked that up. Yeah, lying doesn't spoil the amounts, bro. I taught that shit to young fucking party pal. He misunderstood it a little bit, but it's like, you know, why am I going to fuck with a mouse? Like, what is a mouse going to do to even warrant a fucking reaction from me? It's like, oh, you want to do this shit? Yeah, you're shut down. Oh, you're black, blah, 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 boom. I did all that shit. What? I didn't have to fucking raise my voice at you, motherfucker. Like, why? I'm just going to fucking ruin your career, and I'm going to end you right now. Like, I'm going to do everybody else a favor.
And in a lot of ways, Don, I mean, you probably just, you know, made them more famous than they've ever been by mentioning their name on this fucking program. You know?
Word.
It's a cultural thing, man. And we're so shifted away from that old school mentality, man. That looks you in the eye, that shake your hand mentality. It's like, nobody wants to be a fucking apprentice anymore. Nobody wants to go and get fucking knee deep in the shit and bust their ass and show that they're willing to work and that they, you know, to put in that work and, you know, to gain something. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They just want to talk some shit, get one fucking video to go viral, and you know, ride that off into the sunset.
Actually, as a matter of fact, Jay and fucking Johnny are the only ones fucking, like, out of the fucking era that we, you know, around the fucking people. Y'all are the only ones that were actually fucking taking it and doing more than just fucking trying to get it big, like y'all doing it because you fucking enjoy doing it. You know, maybe that's like what these fucking youngsters need is actually see that shit. You know,
doing that
right in front of them, like raw butt naked. You know what I mean? Like fucking, they're gonna need a plan B type shit.
Well, the thing is, like they try so many avenues. You know what I'm saying? Before, okay, so they want to be famous, so they'll try to do a stupid comedy skit or some type of viral video or act stupid, right? That's not working. So then let me try a different tactic. Let me go at this person this way. You know what I'm saying? They're just in it for the fame. They're not in it for the passion of whatever they're doing. You know what I mean? They're not in it for the sport of it. You know, they're just in it just for the benefits of it. You know what I mean? But the thing is, like, it'll come when you don't want benefits. You know what I'm saying? I don't need a fucking record deal. I don't need to blow up. I got a couple motherfuckers on the phone with me right now that listen to my shit, and that's good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It just goes to show. Look at that new fucking rapper that's out right now, Blueface, whatever the fuck his name is. He has that Bust Down Tatiana song. Somebody just posted a picture of him with the fucking gayest dyke-looking haircut I ever seen in my whole life. But this dude now, a year later, I don't even know if it was a year later, maybe months later. Now he has face tattoos and he got a curl and he got a grill and chains and now he's a rapper. Bruh, you was just a lesbian, a couple months ago. Like, what are you talking about? For real.
That's like fucking. You remember when DMX said it on fucking one of his albums? He was like, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're asking for, and yet you ask for more. That's what a lot of these fucking youngsters are doing. If something doesn't work, they just want. So instead of fucking being themselves, they're just trying to come up with an image. And, you know, like, they're trying to take on fucking any name they can because they just don't want to put in the fucking work.
They don't know themselves, so they're trying to be all these different characters. That's all it is, a character. You take that shit off, and when you lay your head, you're your real you. When you wake up, you're the real you. You got to put that character on. You know what I mean? You can't get famous off a character. You get famous off of you, and you become somebody. You know what I'm saying? Then you become a character, or then you become that personality that you want. But that's you. That got to be you.
Yeah. You know, and I did a live feed on my page before the show. Hold on a second. I did a live feed on my page before the show. And, you know, it's something I never did before. But I tell you what. Man, you know, I've dealt with this, and, you know, I think at this point, any type of path you try to take my thought down right now, to me, honestly, in my heart, I really don't give a fuck. I really want to beat the fuck out these dudes. I mean, they done brought the fucking, they brought CV Circle out of my ass, bro. You know, and for those of you listening that don't know what CV Circle is, yeah, they're the brick projects right next to the cemetery. Let me tell you, them real bricks.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm about. You know, so I don't play. You know, it is what it is, man. I'm gonna have to let it go for the moment because we got a show to do. But the thing of it is, referencing for you in the future, whoever listening, whoever thinks you're going to step up in my shoes and try to fill them, motherfucker, you sadly mistaken, because I don't play. And I'm speaking. I'm talking like this because I'm on the show. I will tell your asses face to face. I don't play. I will crawl up in your ass and blow up. You know, you better feel me.
I didn't know
and,
you. Were
and on the words of the man, right now ain't the time to fuck with me, motherfucker. Right now ain't the time to fuck with me, bro.
It was a reflex. I'm sorry. Reflex, my bad.
Because I'll spit shine that motherfucking head. I don't care how long you've been training, bitch.
Hey, it gives you good luck, dog. You just got to rub it. You ain't got to spit on it. I mean,
nah.
All that shit in my elk make me look pretty.
Yeah. But on a serious note, we need to take this show somewhere else. I'm about ready to put my hand through the motherfucking wall. But, you know, I feel sorry if some young punk flipped me off today because he's going to get his ass whooped on the street, you know. But it is, man. Last week's show was so deep, you know, and it was a perspective that I really liked that was brought to the show. I didn't know MF had that much intelligence in his family. I was wrong. I apologize. It's not by blood. MF just got lucky. But, you know, it's all good.
Bro, I'll put it to you this way. It's like in Dragon Ball Z, you know what I mean? It's like you respect the gangster. That's just how it fucking goes. We're all on each other's fucking level. And yeah, he's far more intelligent than me in a lot of different fucking ways. So is Travis. So is Johnny. Hell, I'll even give you a little fucking nudge there. Everybody's smarter than me in a lot of ways, bro. Like, I don't know why the fuck I am where I am or how I got where I am. I just fucking do things.
Hey, man, we're all here for a reason. We're all here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose. And you know, like I said last week, and it was kind of cool because old boy said, keep me on hold because I want to listen to the show. But then he said, he was telling that man, bring me off. Bring me off hold. And I think he was surprised that I said, I learned from it. We can all learn from other people's thoughts. We don't have to take it as we don't agree with it. Even if we, and you know what, even if we don't agree with it, we could all look at it, break it down, and still learn from aspects of it. You know, not very many people are willing to jump on a syndicated radio show and say, I'm an anarchist. You know, that takes balls to begin with. And then to view his thoughts on religion was another aspect that I kind of praise him on, you know, because not too many people are forthwith about their beliefs anymore because they're too afraid of what their neighbor's going to say. They're too afraid of what the man at the grocery store is going to say. You know, be you. Motherfuckers, just be you. That, you know, I lasted in this business. Why? Because I ain't never been nothing but me. I ain't kissed no ass. I ain't sucked no dick. I ain't promised something I couldn't. I just was me, just like yesterday. I was on the phone with a label off the East Coast talking about Johnny, telling him I need to send him some of his, you know, of his music. Why? Because Johnny ain't been nothing but real with me. Will I do that for anybody and everybody? No. The reason I'm saying it with Johnny on the phone, because that's how shit should be. You know, I never met Johnny. Johnny ain't never done nothing for me. But it doesn't mean I can't do something for him. So when you look at life that way, man, don't look at what you can gain. Look at what you can give. And when you start looking at life, at what you can give back to it, then you're going to get back tenfold. And in the process, you can change somebody's life for the better. And you could give their family an opportunity that they never had before. Now, how can you not do that, nor how could you not feel good about doing something like that? But, you know, we got a youngster on the show today, and I should have warned him before he came on that it was an 18 and over show, but we got my little buddy, Mrs. Travis Hyland, on. You know, Travis, what were your thoughts of last week?
Well, I probably thought you had somebody else going on.
I know, but, you know, 28 is new, 17. At least that's how I feel. I mean, shit, you know, I'm right there on MS with the fact that I'm barely at the point that I only know how little that I actually know. But for the past 2 weeks, Don, I've been without a fucking phone, and it's been absolutely goddamn phenomenal. I've been missing so much of the ignorance of Facebook. You know, I am at a point now, Don, where
I don't give advice and I don't try and help anybody who's not seeking it. You know, that just like we said, all these youngsters, man, they have so many fucking different influences, and they've been on YouTube and fucking Facebook for the past 10 fucking years, you know, and they're only 19 years old. And it's like, you got to be at the point now where like I was talking about apprenticeship, you know, somebody has to show me that they want to learn. You got to show me that, you know, you're down to fucking ride. And that's kind of how we've been able to assemble, you know, this fucking small group that we have over here, you know, because it's people who are without the bullshit. You know, you just got to really pay attention to who you let in your circle, and you got to vet people. Because there is so much bullshit out there, man. So many people don't know how to fucking shake your hand and look you in the eye anymore. And if you can't do that, and if you're not seeking knowledge, I can't be the one to try and fucking change your mind.
Yeah. You know, Travis, I joke around with you. And, you know, I give you a bad time. But, bro, I really do respect you and appreciate you. There's not very many people that are as intelligent as you are, you know. You know, I look at last week's show, and even though the gentleman isn't here today, I would kind of like to talk about a subject that me and MF talked about today. She wasn't able to make the show, but she's going to make it Sunday. But it goes to show that when you think you know something in life, you don't know everything. And I tell you, as a journalist, I felt that I really didn't do my job properly. But at the same time, I didn't lose any respect for this guest. I actually, now I'm scared of this guest. No, I'm joking. I gained a lot of respect for this guest. MF had did a show with me, what was it, MF, about a year ago, year and a half ago?
Fuck yeah, I think probably close to two, because I swear it was like at least two springs ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Well, we had Crew Yawadi Hurst on, and I was doing some research for the show, and because I don't write down a question. I just kind of look for pointers. And I happened upon a page that said, Assassin Yawadi Hurst. And I was like, what the hell? So I started reading this, and it was a classified CIA document that was just released. And she was actually, for the Taiwanese government, she was an employee, but she was also an assassin for the CIA. And she had a counter role that played in the Russian massacre. And you look at this lady, and she's probably, you know, maybe 4'8", 4'9", maybe 5 foot. You would never look at it, but they say that she's one of the top three deadliest women in the country. You know, that her main objective is to get out of any situation alive. And here I go, shit, I told MF, I said, I'm going to interview her here in the next 20, 30 minutes. You know, I'm already on the do not fly list, and now I need the CIA up my ass. So MF says, bro, I wouldn't bring it up. Don't bring it up. But my point being is,
and here we are.
Do we... But hey, she's not here though. You know, nor would she listen to this aspect of my show. But my point being is,
I don't know nothing.
Do we really know?
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, but my point is, do we really even know the person that we lay down next to in bed at night? Do we really know aspects of our family that we think we know? You know. When you look at life that way, do we truly know anything? And I'll start off with you, Travis Hyland.
I'm at the point now, Don, where I really don't believe anything. You know, unless it is in front of me and I can touch it and see it and fucking use it and it replicates the same every time, I believe absolutely fucking nothing, man. It has been so nice being off of Facebook. Because prior to that, Don, you know, I mean, my Facebook has just turned into absolute political nonsense. It's so much fucking garbage. Everything coming out of the TV is all a lie. It's all twisted. Everything is so fucking biased so heavily in every single direction, man, that it's like, you know, I understand why people now think that the fucking earth is flat. And it's not that they think that the earth is flat. They think that every fucking bit of government fucking science on everything is all heavily biased. It's all written by the winners, you know. History has been written by the winners forever. And I'm at the point now, man, where I believe, you know, I don't believe any. My old saying used to be, believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. But it's even less than that at this point. And I guess, you know, moving forward, we just have to really examine our opinions, you know, really examine our biases, examine the things that you don't like and find out why don't you like them. You've got not like them because you had a bad experience with it when you were fucking 12. You know, are you only religious because that's what your parents fucking forced upon you? You know, I am so afraid that, you know, the government, whatever you want to call it, the fucking left, is going to take away free speech. And that will be the downfall of humanity. We can't no longer critical think. We can no longer discuss our ideas, you know. It's all just fucking propaganda. The propaganda for the past 80 fucking years. That's all the media is. And, you know, people have to now more than ever examine all of your ideas, all of your opinions, you know, spend time meditating, and just get away from the media and all the propaganda bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's half of the point that I was getting at, Travis. But, you know, and this is a bad analogy to use, but let's say your name was John Wayne Bobbitt. And you fell asleep to Lorena Bobbitt that night. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Do you really know the person laying in bed next to you when John fell asleep that night?
You remember that shit mentioned on Saturday Night Live? That is fucking Lorena Bobbitt gives you 5,000, bro. Like, that was the fucking funniest shit.
But the point I'm getting at, do we really know who we sleep next to? MFB.
Bro, do we fucking know ourselves? Ask another fucking question.
No.
Yeah, let alone that we fucking know people, do we know ourselves? Our own fucking senses lie to us, bro. Our memory lies to us. And then we got people. People suffer from the same shit that we suffer from, because why? Their memory and their senses fucking lie to them. So how can we fucking trust it? It comes down to, like, it's a risk. No matter how you fucking look at it, it's just, you got to train yourself, I guess. You know what I mean? Train yourself to be able to fucking see shit, pick up on the manipulation, pick up on the nonverbal cues that these people are fucking doing, because we all fucking do them. You know, the better you know yourself, the easier it's going to be for you to kind of spot certain things in other fucking people. And then you start finding people that you buy with, people that you click with, because it becomes fucking pointless, you know what I mean? Everything is a fucking lie. If our own senses lie to us, if our own memory lies to us, like, what really can we trust? And then you figure through fucking years, people change. So how this person acted 5 years ago, you know what I mean? It's just like steady observation over the fucking years, you know what I mean? Some people fucking change, bro, and it's like everybody goes on different fucking paths, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to go in a certain direction, people are either going to try and hold you back because they don't want to go that direction, or they're just going to get stuck going in their opposite direction, dude. So it's like, you just got to kind of fucking, you know, weigh out the risk or reward. You're trusting people, you know, it's like you can't go through life just fear on fucking trusting anybody or anything. You just got to train yourself to be able to pick up on the shit that's not fucking true, or at least from your, you know, point of view, to be able to fucking survive and be able to act and fucking adjust.
Yeah. You know, I apologize that I started this show this way. I mean, I got a live feed on my fucking page. It's probably twice as bad. But, you know, I don't play that punk ass shit. I just don't. You know, I mean, why you gotta be a bitch? You know, that's one thing I don't understand about life. Why you gotta be a bitch? You know, if you come But, bro, am I lying? If you play that shit, take yourself out of the fight world and put yourself on the street and you play that shit. What's that?
Huh?
You know what? What did you say?
$1 million question. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing of it is, man, if you try to play that shit on the street, your ass gonna get killed. So what makes you think you can jump up on a fucking piece of electronics and play like you hard. Bro, you're going to run into me someday. You know, and that's the day you're not going to want. Trust me, I don't care if I'm 70 years old. I'll beat your ass with my walker. I don't give a fuck. I don't play this, bro. See, people want to know, like that one time y'all asked me what really pisses me off. And I talked about the Asian people and how they drove. You know, but if you really want to get to me, try to take some food off my motherfucking table. You know? Like, I think Donald Cerrone said it the best. I was complacent. But after I had my child, I realized nobody was taking food out of his mouth. Now, just think about that. That changed that man. That man became a beast again. Johnny, you got a multitude of kids. You was bragging about them. You built Bebe's family. Now, if somebody comes try to take some food out their mouth, how are you going to handle that?
On that, bro, I feel you, bro. I 100% agree with you. It's funny because I agree with everything you say. It's crazy, man.
I didn't mean to call you. I didn't mean to call you kids babies. I'm just, you know, it's just one of them.
Bro, I call them that every day.
They done brought the hood out me, bro. I mean, people don't want to see that side, right? But on the brighter side of things, last night I got to do a live feed with one of the second greatest cut men in the world, Dean Laster, last night. And little to my knowledge or my surprise, he had never done a live before. So I brought him on a live, and Dean Lasseter was lit like a Christmas tree, bro. But then I forgot y'all live in California. So, you know, you have that entitlement. We don't have that entitlement until, I think, August out here. They finally made marijuana legal out here in the state of Missouri, even though I'm dabbed out right now.
Oh,
that's
what you were talking about, entitlement. Yes. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Keep talking,
hey, man,
my buddy. I like the subject.
Bro, I'm so.
Oh,
I'm
well,
so
they allowed homegirl out here.
Who? White girl.
Hey, Missouri allowed homegirl. I mean, first they try to do it through the pharmaceutical aspect. Yeah, we're allowed to do homegirl, and we have a right if we want to purchase off the street or the dispensary. So that's a huge. That's a huge attribute for the state of Missouri.
Yeah, you guys can finally get your weed now.
Man, I've been getting you good weed, bro. It's just going to get cheaper because I ain't paying them dispensary prices.
Well, how much is you guys' dispensary prices over there?
Well, the way it's going to work out, it's going to be about $25-$30 a gram. That's not including taxes.
What?
Yeah.
I would be disgusted, upset, irate.
Wow.
Just behooved.
Dude, I would be
how
broke,
dare
bro.
They?
I would be broke. Dude, I'll go through a zip in like 3 days, dude. I go through an ounce in like 3 days, bro. There's no way.
Just because prices were that high, I'm gonna smoke more. How fucking bullshit.
Jeez, I'm gonna smoke more for you, Don, and all the people in fucking Missouri now.
Hey, I'm putting one up
right
now, Don. I got one in the lungs for you.
I just finished mine.
Yeah, it made me mad though, bro. Because like when I was out. I was at a UFC house in, what the fuck was that, San Jose or somewhere like that. I can't remember. And, yeah, it was San Jose. And there was a dude there that was a caregiver of the house, and he goes, bro, you smoke? And I was like, yeah. He was getting me zips of Granddaddy Perp for 50 and 60 bucks, bro. And then I come back here, and I got to pay that for an eight. It's like, get the fuck out of here. You know, The prices here are just retarded. I pay 50 a quarter now, but it's all good, man. We threw this show sideways real quick. I apologize for that, but you know, we got 24 minutes. We can still kind of get back on track because next week's going to be kind of interesting if MS Relative decides to come back on. But you know, we talked about Bill Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and MK Ultra. You know, Travis, I don't know what. What was that?
What was his name again?
I don't know. What was it?
Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski. Well, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know where I was going with it. What are you, Alex Trebek now?
Well, not just really. I'm like, well, you're talking about the man, so it's like, we might as well say his name. You know, it's like you wouldn't want people calling you Bob McGuire.
Put some respect on it.
If we refer to your ass as Bob McGuire, you'd be like, motherfucker, like, well, I'm Bob Burgers, fuck you.
Okay, Alex Trebek.
Hey, whatever. That's a good looking motherfucker, bro.
He's gay.
Yeah, at least that motherfucker got hair, bro. That motherfucker got hair.
Hey, you know, I have jealous of motherfuckers with hair, bro. Like, they always told me, they're like, stop doing that shit to your hair when I was fucking younger. So I did the bleach, you know, did all the colors, like fucking mohawks, you name it. You know, I didn't get too fly in fornication. Then I got older and I was like, fuck, everybody was right. Oh, well, Rocky says, head, it is what it is. Until I go get that fucking stem cell therapy down in fucking Panama, you know what I mean? I'm gonna fucking give me some fucking super cells. Fuck this shit.
Right? See, man, you had me believing that you were like Pat Sajak and Travis was Vanna White, but I think it's the other way around now, homie.
Have you seen Travis in a dress, though?
I said, I think it's the other way around now. No, but look, man, let's get you right back on top here.
I look like Sasquatch in a goddamn tube top.
But I asked Travis a question, and you rudely interrupted me, bro. Take a step back. Take a seat, man. Enjoy the ride. Travis, what are your thoughts on the CIA's Project MKUltra?
I mean, man, there's several podcasts I listen to. You know, we got our friend Pat Miletich, who's a good, you know, the conspiracy farm is a great source for this kind of shit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, man, you look at all of the evidence in that case, and I mean, Ted Kaczynski was a fucking genius. He was a 16-year-old who went to fucking Harvard, and you know, a professor got a hold of him and literally nuked his brain with, you know, several thousand hits of LSD in a time where they were just figuring this kind of shit out. And, I mean, man, it's just, you know, there are so many different operations and different, like Operation Paperclip, for example, which is kind of where MKUltra went after that. You know, is the CIA's infiltration of the media. And you look at people like Anderson Cooper, who, you know, as a child spent a lot of time working with the CIA. And, I mean, due to the Freedom of Information Act, man, there is so many good sources for, you know, real legitimate evidence on a lot of this kind of shit, which actually brings me to, you know, this is something that you're not going to see in the media a whole lot, but there is an actual, for the first time in 18 years, the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth got through, and there will be a criminal and grand jury investigation into the 9/11 case. Particularly right now, it's only the two North Towers, but they have 58 different exhibits with 23 pieces of concrete evidence. Everything from 5,000 architects and engineers saying that, you know, there's no possible way for these towers to fall in the way that they did. So I think everybody should go out and look, you know, Google LC or 9/11 Truth, and I'll bring you to the website, man. But there's actually going to be a grand jury criminal investigation into this case.
Yeah. I want to say it just as brief as I can be. You know, when you sit back and you look at the Kaczynski case, I mean, I'll start with you, MF. Do you honestly think that the CIA's creating mass murders, creating people that will go out there and do anything destructive in the aspect without true and willing knowledge?
Yeah, I definitely think it's fucking possible. You know, like I can't actually sit here and tell you like what, like fantasies or fucking fallacies or whatever. But I definitely think the government's got its hands in a lot of shit. I think a lot of different governments do. In fact, I think any type of real fucking, you know, government, yeah, because I can't fucking think of another word right now, but any government that's out there has some kind of fucking secrecy, some kind of tactics, because that's just how the way the fucking shit works. See, the world has always fucking worked like that, you know what I mean? It's like a fucking, it's considered like a catfall, like is actually the fucking term for it. It's using like an entity to do a job for you that's actually not going to be linked to you in any way, shape, or form, can't be brought back to you, and it's being used for a different purpose, but it's actually, you know, the main job is to fucking take out opposition, you know? And if you got to do it, you got to fucking do it. So, it's, like, whatever secret, you know, agencies of the fucking government, it could be the CIA, it could be the FBI, you know, I mean, it could be fucking Homeland, dude. Like, I'm sure they all got their own kind of fucking secret way and fucking shit of doing it. Because ultimately, dude, when it comes down to it, it's like who survives, who fucking wins. And there's always a fucking dirty side that has to be done. You know, that's why I always talk about, like, there's a dark side of humanity that people spend their whole lives denying even fucking exists. And it starts with the fucking darkness that's inside fucking each and every single one of us. You know what I mean? All your fucking flaws, all the shit that fucking got you where you are. But it's like acknowledging that it's part of you. So it's only natural that there would be agencies that actually operate in that type of manner. You know what I mean? And then you look at, like, the shit with fucking MK Ultra. Hitler was doing that, bro. Like, that's why he had fucking radios on the street and in every single fucking home, and they changed it to a certain fucking hertz frequency to actually fucking kind of soothe and manipulate the fucking mind. So there's all types of ways. You know, like, even in the even my studies, you know, my schooling, it dives back to fucking ancient warfare. You know what I mean? Like, they were fucking geniuses, and it was all about manipulating people, and then they always had sex as, like, black ops, you know what I mean? Whether it be spies, you know, assassins, fucking ninjas, whatever the fucking case may be, bro. Like, you know, like, there was a fucking, the Cao Dai from fucking Vietnam, you know what I mean? And then you had Mao Zedong in fucking China. And these are all fucking thousands and thousands of years ago, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's really just like the CIA or whoever it is. You look at it, those are just the newer versions of it. But it's been like, yeah, the more modern versions of fucking those type of fucking agencies or people or fucking however it goes. And even then, bro, you got to think there's always fucking got to be fucking, you know, if there's controlled agencies, that means there's non-controlled agencies because there has to be a balance. There's always going to be a double to something else. So that's equally as scary, you know what I mean? Like, if there's people like the CIA that do that shit, what about the people that don't operate with rules but are just as capable?
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts, Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, it's that, it's kind of like that, like a cyborg type of thing, you know what I mean? You know, you see it in the movies and shit, they're trying to create this super fucking human or super soldier or whatever. But you can do that shit not, you know, not just with technology, but with fucking mental warfare also. So definitely that shit's possible. You know what I mean? And you got to think about it. Everybody's doing it. It's always been done since the beginning of time. You have to stay ahead. You know what I mean? You got to protect yours and what's your own. You know what I mean? So you have to have those special players in motion. You know, you wouldn't fucking – you have it in hockey. You have an enforcer that set out to, you know, do some certain shit, you know. You have it in fucking football. You know, you have a safety that's meant – the whole job is meant, you know, to fucking make tackles and prevent the other team from scoring. So you have, you know, key positions, you know, key players, you know, same thing in life and fucking war and everything. You have those special people that's designed to do certain shit, you know, that nobody else would do.
Yeah. You know, gentlemen, first and foremost, I want to apologize about where I went today. But, you know, y'all understand. Y'all are from a state that is really fucked up. Y'all are from a place that, you know, you really got to watch your back. You know, a lot of this country don't realize that, you know, it's not the same everywhere. You know, and where I live, it's hard to come by a buck. You know, you really have to work your ass off to get where you're at. You really have to, you know, put that extra effort in. But like where y'all are at, not only do you got to do that to be in this business that we're in, but you also have to watch your back constantly. And, you know, we grow up that way. We get used to it. it becomes an aspect of our life that we don't even think twice about. But then you take somebody like me that's from out there and you bring me out here, and, you know, situations like what's been transpiring occur, man, sometimes it's like I feel that I express myself too much, and then sometimes I feel like I let too much shit go. So when I do get to this point or this aspect in life, man, there ain't no stop, you know, and it's like,
bro, we let
man,
it
I know y'all
asshole.
Feel me.
That's my favorite thing about you. You're brutally honest. You speak your truth. You know what I mean? You ain't afraid to fucking say how it is from fucking your truth. You know what I mean? And I fucking respect the shit out of that. That's why we get along. You know, but that's how fucking society works, and that's how it fucking should work. You know, like, we don't have to fucking always agree to get along. Like, there's going to be times where we agree. There's going to be times where we don't fucking agree. But, you know, like, what Robert said last week, there's a difference between a discussion and a debate. A lot of people like to debate, but I like to discuss things. And you do the fucking same thing. We can sit here and talk about shit. You know what I mean? We can talk about anything. We can disagree, agree, fucking, you know, gain knowledge from either fucking party. You know, I think it's a fucking beautiful thing. But, yeah, no, don't apologize for fucking being you, bro. You keep being you. Be that asshole. The second you start turning a sweetheart, I'm going to fucking think something's wrong.
Personally, I think you let too much shit slide as it is, Don.
Right? You need to get a fucking pair of balls and a fucking vice, like a fucking vice grip, dude. Just show, and all you gotta do is just show everybody just one time, like, here's this motherfucker's nuts in a vice grip. You wanna be next? And then people leave you the fuck alone. All you gotta do is just, you know, you gotta let the jackals know who the king of the fucking jungle is. Every so often, you gotta remind them motherfuckers.
Oh, I agree. That's why I did that live feed, and generally by now, I would have took it down, but, it's already at a couple hundred views and growing, and the way I feel about it, I'm going to leave that up there because, you know, my kindness isn't my weakness, but you want to take it that way, you're going to feel it that way. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when I went back to California when I was 16 years old, I lived on the streets in Long Beach and Compton and Downey and Orange. You know, people don't know what that kind of life is about. They don't know what it's like to have motherfuckers take you, come up to you, pull a gun on you, take your shoes, take your coat, put a gun in your mouth, you know, and take what you got. They don't know what that's like. I do. I know what it's like to be hungry and go into a Wendy's and find a plate in the garbage and go in the bathroom and wash it off and go back out and eat out of the salad bar or wait until McDonald's throws their food out so you can have dinner for the night. And I'll be the damn last person on this motherfucking planet that you're going to take food out of my mouth. I guarantee you that because I ain't going to do nobody wrong, but don't fucking cross me. Don't cross me. I don't. Go ahead, sue me. I don't give a shit, but motherfucker, you're going to have to see me in court. And I guarantee you, I'll go to jail. I don't give a fuck. You know, that's one thing about me. You know, I don't play. So if you're listening to the show and you're thinking about fucking me over in the future, you better think twice because, motherfucker, I ain't saying it just to say it. But I don't play. I straight up don't play. Oh, yeah. Straight ghetto public service announcement. Don't fuck with me. Right? But am I wrong, Johnny? Am I wrong?
Nah, bro. Nope. And you got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, man. If not, you have motherfuckers do this shit to you all the time. That's what we always say, right? That's how we was raised, and that's how, you know, how we raised our kids, man. If I guarantee you, a bully don't like to get hit back. You know what I'm saying? Or fucking, you know, no one likes to fight back. You know what I'm saying? So it's you're going to let people walk on you, then they're going to be a doormat your whole life. Or you want to be that fucking wall, nigga, that ain't no one getting through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is I don't think life has to be like this. And, you know, but it is. I mean, the harsh reality, it is. But the thing of it is, you don't, like you said earlier, Johnny, you don't last 23 years in this business by being bullshit. MF, you already know that. Travis, you know that. You last in this industry, but by, like Dean Lasseter said in our live feed, by creating family, creating memories. But you know what? Man, after what's been perplexed, and then I had a motherfucker act like I'm stupid. Well, I didn't post that shit. Oh, but wait, you know all about it. You know, oh, it must have been one of my admins. Man, get the fuck out of here. You can't have an admin on your personal page. I ain't stupid, bitch. You know, it's like, anyway, I just need to move the fuck on, because my ass might fly to Cincinnati and beat somebody's ass.
He's fucking,
yo,
he's
laughing,
fucking shadow boxing around the living room right now. Shit, he's throwing jabs. He's flipping shit right now.
Oh, dude, if you only knew, man. Shit, if you only knew. But, I mean, it's good that this site comes out of me, because every once in a while I got to, man. I can't.
Hey, how many times did you pull your gun out and look at it? How many times did you pull your gun out and look at it?
Three times?
Stepping on his head.
I know.
You was quick draw McGraw in the mirror, too. Quick draw McGraw in the mirror.
Oh, no. I'm going to take your ass down with my hands. But if I can't take you down with my hands, I'm going to put a cap in your ass.
So,
like we said.
Plan B. Give him that titanium.
Yo, hey, like we used to say in the old days when I was growing up, you better beat my ass and kill me, because, motherfucker, if you don't, I'm coming back. You know,
you
and that's
shot.
Just real. You know, you better do what you can. But I don't know, man. I took today's show totally sideways. I apologize for that. But, you know,
We haven't had a sideways show in a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? So we've been getting pretty serious the last few weeks, man. So.
Yeah. It's good to go sideways. The motherfuckers are listening, you're probably going, oh my God, what did I tune into? This was a Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Martha
oh,
Stewart
shit.
Be getting high, man. You know what I'm saying?
She be getting her some Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh huh. And she served her time in the pen and sat down like a G.
Oh yeah. She that's a straight hood bitch. Let's have a moment of silence for Martha Stewart. Oh shit! Oh, we're getting
cook,
crazy.
And she'll cook you up. And she'll cook you up something nice.
Right? Only problem with her, she a wrinkled ass old white bitch.
Because you worry about her.
Everything
she's
else
got
is
good times too. She probably got some Pelosi action.
Oh, dude! And I bet you she could drop it like it's hot.
What's that, bro? She probably got us some fucking chocolate at one point in time. I guarantee you, she probably jumped all of them. I'm pretty sure when Nancy Pelosi gets naked, that. Oh, I thought we were talking about Martha Stewart.
Oh, I bet you Martha Stewart had Snoop sprung, bro.
Oh, I guarantee you, she probably had two brothers at the same time. I guarantee it.
She came fresh out the pen to do a show with Snoop Dogg. Oh, Snoop.
That's what I'm saying. So
she
you can't tell me
Snoop
she
wasn't
trying.
Oh. Hey, I bet you Martha Stewart, she threw Snoop down and said, I'm taking some of that doggy dog. She said, motherfucker, you better bow, wow, wow.
There,
yeah, she probably.
Experience, especially if she's willing to jump on it.
Right?
She was like doggy style.
Right? Everyone forgets to do that.
She probably told motherfucker, I'm going to teach you the real doggy style, bitch. Get your skinny black ass over here.
Bro,
oh, damn.
The video of that full fucking punching bitch. Oh, my God. The video of Snoop Dogg getting bitched with fucking Ernie Reyes Jr., bro. Like, I'm just, I can't even. Ernie Reyes, that motherfucker, he's a bad fucking dude. But then you got Snoop's fucking gargantuan ass fucking, it looked like a fucking, yeah, he looked like a burnt orange and two toothpicks. You know
bro,
what I mean?
I was waiting for it.
for his arm to snap. I'm like, dude, he's going to hit those mitts too hard and his arm's going to snap.
Right?
I'm like, fuck, his arm's going to break any second now.
Right?
Oh, I was dying on that video when he was, yeah, when he was sparring. I was like, what's this nigga thinking? I've seen blind girls with one arm hit harder than him. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Go back to smoking blunts, cause this ain't your field. But you know, oh my God, where did today's show go? Oh Lord, see what happens when I let white people get the best of me.
If we could have dark people for fucking decades, Don, we gotta make it stop.
Right? Man, I tell you what, man.
I was talking about with us. I know this fucking this nonsense you see us. They ain't giving
I don't
me
know,
shit.
Man.
If they're fucking everybody else, they can at least give me a fucking beach pilot. No. No. Yeah. You know, they could have given me a fucking piece of the pie or the fucking the little Jew money. Absolutely, but no. I see, I don't fucking get that shit. See, they hate me just as much as they hate you guys. Because why? Because I'm fucking mixed white. Yeehaw. So, they fucking, nobody likes me. Except for every other race but fucking white people. It's actually kind of funny.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, you know, we're gonna play some different genres today on our way out, and I don't know, we'll just mix shit up, man, just because we could, just because it's been that kind of day. I'm gonna play some music. I'll get your thoughts on it. Here we go. I know it's not your forte, but we'll start with you, Cash 916.
Bruh, is that what Hurricane Katrina sound like? I'm listening to it on the phone, and I know with metal and rock music, you got to be able to hear all the instruments, and you know what I mean? So I can't really, you know, really judge about that because I really couldn't hear it all that great. But it sounded decent for a metal song, I guess. It's not my cup of tea, but, you know.
MF?
Well, my daughter listens to shit like that. And it sounds just like the same shit she listens to. So.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool song. You know, for the most part, like kind of what Johnny said, I couldn't really fucking make out what was happening or how it was going. But I played in a metal band before. Like that's more hard rock to me. I don't know. I played a little bit more fucking crazy shit. But it had a good rhythm. I think he was doing a little. He was trying to be a little too tough with the lyrics, or with his fucking voice, for how the song was. Like the song wasn't hard enough, in my opinion, to go with how he was doing his fucking lyrics. But other than that, like I like how he was going with the song. It was a catchy little fucking riff. But I kind of dug it. I wish I could actually hear it, like on a actual fucking like actually hear the song. Like, not over the phone,
yeah.
You know.
That's what I was talking about.
But, oh, no, like, the only bad thing I got to say about that was just, like I said, like, he was too tough with his fucking voice to match the fucking song.
Yeah. Travis?
I got some white in me. But, you know, I can fuck with it.
He gets some white every Wednesday.
Oh, you're sitting on MF's lap. You're sitting on MF's lap, aren't you? All right, well, we're going to go ahead and play track number... Oh, yeah, a little bit of white in him.
Leave me
here
out
of
your fucking kinky imagination, dog. I don't want
to. Hey, turn this motherfucking beat up, bro. Like, for real, all the way up, bro. Come on, stop that.
Come
shit.
On now.
That session that you
I never done had a rough session before me.
It's crazy.
I'm going to say them ears and that motivation a little bit, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm from the home of Rafer. Yeah, I don't
don't condone that hater. Yeah, shitting on all these niggas. Yeah, I need some toilet paper. I do not owe no favors. No, on the phone with the mayor. Yeah, if you got it, I'ma come and get it. And on black, that's a light, the Raiders. Yeah, I was just on the West Coast. I was smoking on the best smoke. Bandana tied to the front. Tupac, death row. Tossing dough like a pizza maker. Fuck with me, you gon' see a maker. Got a bad bitch and she foreign. We just hooked up in Jamaica. We was all in them jet skis. We was fucking with the rosters. We was all.
I'm gonna go ahead and start with you, MFX.
Thank you. That is what kills me about fucking hip hop comedy. That is like the perfect fucking epitome of what I dislike about hip hop. You got a gangster ass beat that if you threw somebody with some fucking skill, that song would fucking ride. But then you got this dude talking about foreign and salmon like everybody else I've ever heard on the fucking radio. It's the same fucking shit. You can't differentiate any of these motherfuckers. Any of these motherfuckers. It's like, dude, no. How you get this gangster ass beat and then throw some fucking vomit like that on the track? Like, I don't fucking get it.
Yeah, and I got to agree, man. Like, I thought that song was going in a completely different direction. And then the flow of it did not match at all the beat. Like you said, that he sounds like every other, like, teacher, designer, going, you know, all
fucking
that.
Bingos, bro, all of the motherfuckers up rapping like it's insane.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. Cash?
The beat was thick as fuck. I was vibing to the beat.
That's what I was saying.
But I wasn't listening really to his lyrics a little bit, but I knew what it was going because he was going da-da-da-da-da-da. 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 You know what I mean? It was like, I tolerated it for like the first four bars, so I'm like, okay, you can do that because I've repeated myself a couple times or I've hit that kind of cadence before, and if you can hit that, as long as you bring it into some dope ass rhymes, you know, you can't keep that the whole thing. You're gonna it's like I'm getting fucking shook to death. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I get it. Okay. Where's the rap? You know what I mean? That was more like all hook. That was no verse to me. That was like all hook. If he just had it before. If he would have just had it for four, and then start spitting, it'd have been dope. But you know what I mean? It's the same shit, man. And that was what Little 21 Uzi Horizontal. That his name is.
One of the littles.
Yeah, little 23 Uzi or something like that.
I don't even know, man. That shit was garbage. But here we go, bro.
Grab a 40 cause it's cheap, tune to 5 days a week. Soon the summer gets weak, starving artists is physique. You didn't see us coming, meaning you ain't seen nothing. Now your commander is on the verge of pushing the button. Cutting off your dilated verses like a C-section. Trying to violate your service in the VIP section. You stressing bendito, Chico and cream like Coquito from Puerto Rico. Then we're giving back to all of the people. I've spent time in this, but there's more to endeavor. Extra pito tip, don't stay here because it's forever. I'm clever, whatever, might not ever be Marshall or Kendrick. Clothes are inexpensive. I'm partially eccentric. When descending someone else to write your sentence happen. That ain't rapping, that's reciting. Maybe writing's not your talent. Balance is key, rhythm and poetry. That loud isn't potpourri, the sound that you're noticing. Telling them to open up the closet full of skeletons. 10 or 10, cause I'm a nocturnal animal. Eating up these rappers for supper, so call me Hannibal Lecter. Sector 1, let's get into our lecture. Sipping on my nectar with a syrup kind of texture. Bless her, she's waiting as I finish labyrinth. Though it's flattering to me, to them it's simply shattering. Speaking of the shatter,
Cash 916.
Bro, that's hip hop in his raw form right there, man. Switched the flow up, delivery was nice, flowed with the beat. The beat drew you in at first, and then you just heard that boy give you what he wanted to give you. You know what I mean? He was feeding you, and you was just taking it in. You know what I mean? That's like, where's boy from, Jersey? That's nice. That was nice.
Yeah. MF?
Tell you what, it caught me off guard. I like the kind of acapella with just the fucking clap. Like, that was pretty clever on how I was doing it. I don't know if it was just me or maybe a lag on the phone with the fucking clap. The hat sounded off, or the fucking clap, or whatever he was using. But the way he drew you in, like, it was fucking dope. Like, he completely changed up his delivery, changed up his flow. And then it was like, I was waiting for the beat to drop, and then, like, the kind of fucking the acapella shit stopped. And then it kind of drew you in again, and all of a sudden, oh, now I'm going to let you know how it is. Like, that was clever as fuck. Like, I'm thoroughly impressed. Like, if that was his intention, well played. That was that's hip-hop, dog. That's hip-hop.
Yeah. You know, I feel the same. You know, the thing of it is that artist right there, I think that's one artist that I might pull in. I might have to work with him a little bit to get him where he needs to be, but, you know,
I
think I kind of really...
a little bit better, he'd be dope.
No, he was sick. Where is he from? New Jersey?
The Poconos. The Poconos. Up by New York. Up by New York, man.
Oh, okay. Well, he's New York then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he got that classic. That's a classic hip hop flow, man. Like, you can't get really much more any hip hop than that. He didn't even do the Spanish in there too. You know what I mean? That's sick, bro. I like the way he did that.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. But, Travis, your thoughts, and then we'll wrap things up here because I got to get ghosted. I got to drive to Milwaukee or wherever the fuck I got to go beat the shit out of this dude.
Yeah, man, that was definitely the best song you played yet. I mean, the second verse in that, whoever that was, man, he fucking killed it. You know, I love lyricists, and, you know, he had, like you said, a fucking great beat and drew you in on top of that. Definitely my kind of shit.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, if you guys remember back when we first started this, I played that 40 beats, 40 bars, you know, 40, whatever, you know, that song 40, 40, 40. That's the same dude, but he's been kind of throwing shit at me and trying to get me to get him signed, and I actually think I will. So, you know, with that being said, you know, there's just something about the way his flow is that just kind of resonates with me. I'm actually going to play.
Is that Metal Boys,
Don? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I do remember that song. He's got some bangers in for sure.
He's an artist, bro. Seriously, that's an art right there. Like, that's an art, bro. He fucking, I know he took hella time and he fucking painted that right there. You know, I knew he wanted to do that. I mean, that shit's like, that's art right there. I nothing but respect that shit. Because it's hard to come up with, you know what I mean? Unless you got a topic or something you got to get off your chest or whatever, it's, you know, usually it's just off the fly. You know what I mean? You know, you hear the beat and automatically it hits to you. But that dude drew you in. He had a story to tell. That took him a while to write. That's nice.
You can feel the passion in it, man. You can feel that it's real.
Yeah.
It's fucking genuine.
Yeah. You know, like I said before, and I'll continue to say to that, they got a reminiscence of A Tribe Called Quest, you know, and with a little added flair, kind of like that hype aspect of Cypress Hill, but they keep it on that Bone Thugs and Harmony path with just, I don't know, man. I'll play another song of theirs, just another snippet, and then we'll go ahead and end the show. Wrong one. My bad.
I really like this.
Side, Bob. Throw the peace sign. no man up. In the land of the brave, I'm standing amazed. Look where we've came to. It's a shame too. Still rocking lame shoes and entertain news. It's talking about all the same dudes. Dealing with that is just something I can't do. Baby, I'm coming to change you. Give me a tub and I'll bathe you. Give me some love and I'll save you. You summon an angel. Ken and I'm able. Nothing I can't do. Sliding on socks while pops was watching cable. Destined to own a label. Okay, this province is a product of where all of my problems is. It's obvious I'm pushing knowledge to get me out of here. Out of where? Out of here. Out of my own ego. Trying to be my own hero. It's clear though that I'm dealing with idiots. Hypocrites, the insidious. It's a pity that you're sitting with put on a kitty who's lyrically running a gun and humming and humming and humming and humming some of the gibberish. Nonsense. While I'm talking nonsense. Time's ten. Time's a profit that you make when you're God sent. Hold up, hold up. Voila, voila. Sell out. The garden never turned into sell out. Hello. Even co-host the Grammys and the Oscars with my brother. Smoke a blunt on stage and then walk the hell out. Voila. I was.
Cash 916.
Bro, he got that like that. Mystical Scarface Busta Rhymes type of shit that, you know what I mean? Like, you knew he was going to hit you with some shit. You just had to get through the beginning because it was like some ambience in there to get you wondering. And then when he started spitting, it's like, see, you can do shit like that when you spit. If he would have had nonsense any longer, it would have been too much and you get turned off. You could do shit to draw people in for the first few seconds, but it's hit him with that hard shit. That's what he did. He started spitting that shit, man. Talking that shit. I like that.
Yeah, man.
Well, I fuck with that dude fucking hard right now. Like, I'm actually about to go look him up and start fucking checking out all his shit. That's kind of how I like fucking. He was real playful with it. He was real fucking creative. Like what Johnny was saying, like, he had a way to, like, okay, well, I can do this, and then, you know, I'm going to kind of tease you, and then, bam, I'm going to hit you with it. I'm not just going to hit you with a one piece. He had like a, what do you call it, a crescendo. You know, like that motherfucker, like, he picked up the level, like, as the fucking verse went. And then not only did he pick up the fucking, the level of the guy, like, a crescendo, but he changed his style, like, he changed his delivery. He changed the way he was playing with the words and the way he was actually, even projecting his voice. He's like, I love that shit because that's creative. You know what I mean? That's that motherfucker's heart. That's his soul. That's him. That's his being. But yeah, like, East Coast Live sounds serious. Like, I was like a Nas beat to me. And then mixing with, like, Busta Rhymes and fucking a couple of those other motherfuckers. But,
yeah,
I was fucking great, bro. Like, I'm going to fuck with him now.
Yeah, but he talked, like, with them accents and changed his pitch and everything. That shit, that's dope, you know.
Bro, he was feeling himself, you know what I mean? But that's what you said, like, he's an artist, you know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker is an actual MC. Like, it's to the point where he doesn't have to try to fucking do it because it comes out fucking natural to him. Like, he's perfected his craft. He's perfected who he is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm gonna mess with them dudes, man. I already got them, you know, on one tour. I think I'm gonna mess with them and get them hooked up in the industry a little bit more. You know, I might even see if I could work out a, you know, collaboration where I get Cash out to the East Coast and get them up to the Poconos. I think that'd be kind of dope. I'll get a hold of Michael Katz. It will work something out because they've been hitting me wanting to work with me big time again, and we're going to make things happen. Jim, I appreciate the respect on today's show. I apologize that I kind of went sideways, but sometimes in life, like you said, you got to let people know what you stand for and what you're about. And, you know, to most of my listeners, you never heard the true hood side of me. Well, you did today. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you this. Let that be a lesson learned to anybody that want to fuck with me, because I don't play. You know, I'm 53 years old, and I'm getting angrier as I get older. So that's the nice me today. That's the nice me today. You don't know what you're going to get tomorrow. See, I might forget to take my Geritol and come whoop everybody's ass. But on that note, I'm gonna hand the mic over to Travis Hyland, who will bring some sense back to the show. Travis, your final words of today?
Everybody go out and Google LCFOR 9/11 Truth. You know, it is a giant fucking deal. Everybody go check that shit out.
MF Beck, your final thought of the week, and it can't be Travis or Party Foul.
Man, I seen this, I don't know if it's a meme or a quote or whatever, But I kind of looked at it in a certain way, so I'm just going to kind of propose a fucking question. Say you were only given two choices, and you didn't have a choice on either of those fucking, or you didn't get to decide on what those two choices were, okay? Now, do you go to the left where nothing is right, or do you go to the right where nothing is left?
Yeah, part of that, motherfuckers, because I ain't answering that. Ponder that, people.
Let that shit fucking resonate. Let it soak in.
Yeah.
Let
send
it,
that
know,
to me
in the ambience.
So send that to me.
Right.
I want to read it. I need to copy that three times and use it in a sentence.
it's crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah.
But he can't be doing this shit.
We're going to throw it to my homie, Mr. Cash916. What's your thoughts?
Oh, man.
What can people find you, homie?
There's no apologies needed from you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to let the nuts drop. You know what I mean? Let them show every now and then to let, you know, to let them know that you alpha male. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, they're just little chimps, man. So,
show
them
my fucking teeth.
You know, Sometimes you gotta do it. Sometimes you gotta, you know, rise up and beat the chest a little bit, man. Just to let, you know, that to push it back in order, man. You know what I mean? This is just something minor, but something that had to be done majorly. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On that, you know. But other than that, man, shit. Keep doing what we're doing, man. Keep being us and knowing who you are, and you know, keep the circle tight, man. Keep the butthole tight.
Yeah, you gotta keep it real, man. That's why I got homies like you, man. Keep me straight. You know, we're gonna bounce out with a little bit of old school today. Much love to you, my brothers. On that note, peace to each and every one of you. May God bless you. Until next week, peace.
Love.